We're in Simin Kuf Nun Beis, that's one sif, and we're in the middle of it. Thus far, we learned the halacha that it's also to knock down a shul. Remember, there's an Isser Daraisa Lo Sasun Kein Lashem Elokechem, where you're not to destroy a shul. You're not allowed to knock it down even for the sake of building a new one, but that's an Isser Darabanan. Midaraisa, if you're knocking for the sake of building Sol Shamanas Limnos, we consider that something constructive and not destructive, and it's mutter. The Rabbanan Aser did out of fear that you're not going to get around to building the new one. Says the Mechaber now, Vahani Mili, when is it Aser to knock down the old one before you build the new one? Kshahoya Harishon Chazak, when the first one was strong. Avlim Chorvu Yisodosav. What happens if the foundations of it have weakened, they become Chorv? In other words, the building is a condemned building, it's going to collapse. Onotu Kosolav Lipol. It looks like walls are about to collapse. Sosrin Oso Miyad. You destroy it immediately, meaning you do not wait for a new shul to be built. Umashilin Livnos Bimhera Bayom of Alayla. But you've got to recognize that there's always a chance that you're not going to be able to build up the new one. Therefore, you're supposed to work on rebuilding the shul as quickly as possible. By Yom of Alayla, you let them work, you have them build by day and by night. Shema Tidochek Hashar V'Yishar Chorev. Because we're afraid that the time will run out, and before you know it, they're going to end up stopping to build. And you're going to be left with one destroyed shul and no new one. So the halacha is that if you're dealing with a building that is already collapsing, there the Rabbanan never made the iser. There the halacha is that you are allowed to destroy it in order to build. Now, the same halacha goes if for some reason you're not allowed to daven in the old shul. Say there was a government rule that prohibited the davening in that shul. The Taz says that what happens if you have a shul that was part of a Jewish neighborhood, and all the Jews moved away in a way that the shul is now unusable because there are no Jews living there. He says that's called a shul that is destroyed. It is mutter to knock it down or sell it for the sake of rebuilding it elsewhere. Now, the Mishdabur brings down a ritva that even if the shul looks like it's about to collapse, you must get permission from the governors of the shul before knocking it down. Further, says the Ramah, Hagav Osir Likach Avonim Mibeis HaKnesses HaYeshana. It is Osir to take stones from the old shul, Livnos HaKadosha, in order to build the new shul. So this piece of Ramah is going back to the original halacha. This is not talking about a shul that's collapsing. This is talking about a healthy building, but you'd like to build a new one. So here he's telling us that the halacha is that you're not allowed to pull stones out of the old shul in order to build them into the new shul. Va'aso lister dover mibeis haknesses, elim kenu osa manas livnos. And you're not allowed to destroy anything from a shul unless you're doing it on manas livnos. Now, what is this? The halacha is if you're short of stones, you can't take it from the first shul, again, midrabanan. And it is also to destroy something in a shul, shalom manas livnos, that we said was an iser daraisa. The Mishtabura says that the only thing that's also is either breaking the shul itself or breaking any of the kalim that belong to the shul. Removing a keli from the shul is not considered a violation of los sasun kein. Certainly, if you're doing it for the sake of building the shul, but even without that, carrying things out of the shul would not be problematic. Now, there's a Taz who says that you're not allowed to make holes in the wall for the sake of supporting a shelf, but many poskim disagree with him, and they hold that there's no lav of los sasun when you're doing it for the sake of putting holes in the wall for the sake of supporting sfarim. So that lemaisa would be mutter. We don't consider that a breaking of los sasun. Instead, we see that as something constructive.